they're out. So in, so out. Look, with so many of you, hell, you got so easy to find. So sick of love, and I got so sick of that.
Good afternoon, good evening, I'm never really sure, and welcome to another edition of In You All Along here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and this week we will have a special feature of voices from this weekend's Women's March on Boston Common, so stay tuned.
All that stands between us and the air. and you will find everything inside our worlds collide. Rouse up now, you girls of valor, let's go out and fight forever.
Hello there. It's nice to have you here. You know, sometimes I feel like this is the only time we have together, and honestly, that's not okay. Where has the time gone? We used to be so close, you and I. But at least we have In You All Along every Thursday at 5, from 5 to 6 p.m. here on WMFO. Where you can hear songs like Girls of Valor from the Delgados 2004 album Universal Audio. Prior to that, we heard from Parlor Bells with their song Speak Up. Speak Up, You. That's kind of part of the theme of today's show, Speak Up. I'm going to be honest, I didn't take a really careful listen to the song to see how relevant the lyrics are to the tone of Speak Up I'm talking about here. But that said, that was the Parlor Bells with Speak Up, and those guys are playing at the Barin this Sunday. Let's see if we can find out anything more about that show. They're playing with the Daylilies. What a cheerful name. Brings us right back to spring. And we opened the set, as become a tradition for every time when I do these Women's Day March interview segment shows. Nina Simone's I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, a beautiful song from 1967's Silken Soul. So, as I said, as has been tradition here since the Women's March first started in D.C., I've been taking ye old trusty audio recorder down and chatting with folks who are there and asking them what they're doing there, what's their motivation, what's on their mind. It's one of my favorite parts of this show. If it wasn't so incredibly time and effort intensive and required, well, a gathering of people to talk to about something, I would do it all the time. But it's a special occasion type thing. Because I figure I've got this show, and as much of a public service as I'm doing distracting you from the world around you, sometimes I should be using this bully pulpit for good every now and then. So that's why I bring you things like this, like the voices from the Women's March. So take a listen. Join me on a walk through Saturday on the Boston Common.
Okay, what's your name? Where are you from?
Madeline, and I'm from Minnesota.
And what,
I live here, but...
What brings you here today?
I am mad.
What are you mad at?
I am mad at how long we've had this kind of oppression and just backward sliding of women's rights, that there's threats to Roe versus Wade, that we're constantly having this backlash against believing women who speak out against sexual assault. And so I'm here to fight against all of that.
Have you been to these marches before?
I was living in Nebraska for the first one, so I was in Nebraska for that. It was smaller but strong. And then I was here last year.
And how have things changed as you've been going to these marches?
I have seen much more women that always told me that they didn't like the word feminist come out as feminists since then.
And what about in the world in general?
That we're still working on.
Do you feel that there's a different tone in the world than there was 2 years ago when these things began?
I think there's more people willing to speak out than there were before.
Do you think it's making a difference?
I hope so. I think we'll see. I think we see in the ballot box. So I think we did see some change in the midterms. Not as much as I would have liked, but I think hopefully we'll see some more in the presidential election.
So you have hope for the future?
I do have hope for the future.
That's good. We can use a lot of that. Thank you so much for talking.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Tell me what your sign says.
It says, "I wish America were great again."
And what do you mean by that?
I mean, I want people to realize that we can't shoot people. No. You need to be a decent person to be in power. Decent means you need to be fair to everyone, fair between men and women, and you can't use guns to shoot people. I don't know. I'm frustrated. I want to be stolz. Fear. I want to have the strength to say America is great again, but I can't say that at the moment.
So, have you ever felt that way?
Not so much, no. No, this is just recently.
Are you hope? And I mean, have you ever felt that America was great?
I have, yes. I felt that America can do a lot of things because it was strong in the world, but now it has fallen down. Nobody believes in America anymore. This is one thing. What else? Here you can do anything in America. You're free to do anything you can do if you just want it. And I have the feeling the racism is stronger again. I don't like that at all.
Do you have hope for the future?
I do. There are a lot of people who support what I'm thinking. Yes.
Well, I hope that you're right. Thanks so much for talking. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Dunja from Germany, Dunja Wild.
Do you live here now?
Yes, I've been living here for the last 20 years.
Well, thanks for helping make this country great. What's your name? Where are you from?
Catherine from New York.
And what are you doing here today?
Marching.
Why are you marching?
Because men are ruining America right now, and we need more women in power.
Trump is ruining America.
That's true.
Have you been coming to these things from the beginning?
I've been coming to some / most, as many as I can.
And what's changed in the time you've been coming to them?
Not much. I'm not sure. I don't know. I feel like a lot more people feel united and slightly more hopeful.
Do you feel slightly more hopeful?
I feel slightly more hopeful because, you know, coming reminds me that there's people out there who are sane.
Then what are you going to do after this to make sure that you have people around you that are sane?
Continue hanging out with my roommates.
But out in the rest of the world?
I don't know. Try and get more people to come and show up and vote.
Is that your next step? Is that your next step in all of this?
What?
And keeping this movement alive?
Getting people to vote?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What is it? Where do you go from here? What do you do with the energy from today?
Convince people to vote. I mean, that's really all we have right now to get people out of power.
Okay, cool. Well, good luck, and thanks so much for talking.
Thank you.
Would you mind talking to me for a second for a radio show at Tufts?
Sure.
Okay, what's your name? Where are you from?
Brendel from Beverly.
And what does your sign say?
It says, I will not go quietly back to the 1950s.
What was your vision of the 1950s?
Rampant racism. Women didn't have the same rights that we do now. Just a lot less progression.
And what does it look like now to you?
Looks like it's slipping back.
Do you think that there's a hope for stemming that tide?
Yeah, I think we can move forward. That's why we're here today.
Do you think it's happening?
Slowly, but I think we'll get there.
Have you been coming to these marches all along?
No, this is my first year, actually.
And what prompted you this year to finally make the step to get out there?
Well, I've wanted to for a while, but I feel like there's been more publicity than ever after last year.
Do you have hope for the future?
For sure.
Awesome. Thanks so much for talking.
Of course. Bye.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I am Hunter Ben. I'm from here, Boston.
And what are you doing here today?
I am here to support the rally, the walk. That's what I'm here
and,
to do.
And what does that mean to you? What kind of support are you giving and why?
Support the women's movement because of what's the state of our country right now. So I just want to support that, you know, stand up for what's right.
Have you been coming to these from the beginning?
Yes, in Atlanta. This is my first Boston. I just came back, relocated back to Boston. So I've attended two in Atlanta, Georgia.
And have you seen things, have you seen a change in the air at these things since you started coming?
Well, since this is my first, I'm just surprised at the lack of diversity that's here. That's for me, that's what I've seen. Coming from Georgia, it was pretty much the same, but it was more diverse. So the diversity in terms of, I guess, people that look like me. There's diversity. You see the young kids and you see older people, but there's not a lot of representation of all the nationalities.
Do you think that that this movement and this march is reaching out to everybody, or is what you're seeing indicative of something about the march?
You know, I think from what's going on probably in the media and what's happened with what's going on with the sponsors pulling out and stuff, I think maybe people are getting like a bad attitude, especially like, you know, I'm a woman, I'm married to a woman. So it was a little bit tough for me seeing that coming here today. So maybe it's changing because of that, because of the representation from the top now, what's going on.
Do you see tell me about what the difference you see in the country and since you started coming to these marches?
Since I've been coming to the marches, you know, I haven't really seen much, to be really honest with you. I think it's just a way for people just to get together. I don't know you know, maybe in Washington it's different. And like I said, I just relocated back here to Boston, so I'm trying to get my foot back in the community.
I guess what I meant was, like, in the United States, the things that are happening, do you think these marches are helping push, this movement is helping change the country in the past couple of years? I mean, we all know a lot of obvious things that are happening, but I'm just wondering if, as a participant in this movement, if you feel like it's making a difference.
I think so. I think that for women's rights, it is making a movement for a difference for the younger generation, because now with people are not putting up with a lot of stuff. I don't want to swear. So I think in that sense, people know about it, and more women, especially the younger generation, I think they're knowing their rights, and they're like, okay with, you know, listen, you can't do this, you can't do that now, because this is my right.
Do you have hope going forward?
I do have hope going forward. I do have hope that there will be a woman president someday. I don't know if 2020 is it, but I do have hope, yes.
Are you throwing your hat in the ring?
No, I'm too old.
I don't know. I know there's some pretty old people out there. Anyway, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
I just had to get up and turn the air conditioning on in here. You wouldn't believe it. I'm like stripped down. Well, I won't scare you with the descriptions of what's going on over here. Let's just say I had to take a lot of layers off. In any case, yeah, lots of people with lots of stories to tell. Every time I go out with that thing, with that voice recorder, I kind of have to overcome my reluctance to go bother people. And then those people have to overcome their reluctance to talk, because every time I talk to somebody, maybe not every time, about half the time, people have this idea that they don't have anything to say. But every one of them went down there for a reason, for a motivation, because they cared about it. And it's a great lesson that everybody has something to say. Maybe I have too much to say, but yeah, never underestimate the importance of your own opinions and words. It always sounds better once it's on the radio. In the meantime, let me give you a little extra bit of public service. Public help has been stopped due to the shutdown. This public service announcement is about the Tufts University Art Gallery, which is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Let's move it right back along with part two of our voices from the Women's March on Boston Common this past Saturday.
What's your name and where you're from?
I am Audrey. I'm from New York City.
And what are you doing here today?
I am actually seeing my friend in a play at 3 p.m., but it just so happens that the Women's March fell on this day.
And so why did you come down to the Women's March?
I came down to the Women's March because I think Donald Trump is a crazy person, and he needs to, like, listen to what we're all saying.
Have you come to these things from the beginning?
Yes, yeah. This is the third year and I've been at all.
And what have you seen change over that time?
Definitely, like, more, I feel like everyone's speaking the same language now. Like, everyone is more on the same page. Like, at the beginning, I felt like people were just, like, all, like, rallying against Trump. And now it feels like everyone is, like, rallying against a cause more so than just, like, one person.
What's that cause that they're rallying against?
Just to, like there's so, I mean, there's so many things, but it's all, like, bundled into one. Like equality, like just like opening people's eyes. I don't know exactly.
what upsets you the most that you are here to yell and protest about?
Currently, the thing that upsets me the most is the government shutdown. I think that is like the worst thing ever. I think it's over the dumbest thing. He is acting like I don't know if I can say this. He's acting like a baby. He's seriously acting like a little kid over, like, this government shutdown. And one of the things that, like, upset me the most was I was listening to NPR the other day, and they were talking about how when an immigrant, like, a person with a green card has their court to become a naturalized citizen during the government shutdown, they get pushed back to the end of the line. It's like a law. And they get pushed back to the end, so they have to wait another, like, 3 to 4 years. So if they have their government, if they have their trial to, like, become a naturalized citizen during the government shutdown, they get pushed back 3 years. Can you imagine just, like, over something so stupid, like a wall, which is, I don't know. I just think that's crazy. That's sad. I think it's sad. I just think it's sad. Because you could, like, you plan so many things around it. Like, if they had plans to go out of the country, like...
And so what do you do now? What do you do next after today?
After today, well, you vote in your local elections, you vote in your national elections, you vote, like, whenever you can. You always have to vote. That's very important. You know, you write to your senators, you write to your, like, local people, you try to get your voice heard.
Do you see progress so far?
I mean, it's encouraging that the Democrats haven't given in to something like the wall. I don't know. I think, yeah.
Do you have hope going forward? Let me ask you that.
I have hope. I don't know. I hope the government shutdown ends, and I hope it ends positively for the majority of people who want it to end in their way. But I don't necessarily... I don't know what kind of hope I have. I hope...
It's a tough question to answer. It's not as easy as people think. But I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. I hope Trump gets impeached. I don't know.
All right. Well, listen, thanks so much for talking to me today. Yeah. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Men of quality, don't fear equality. Men of quality, don't fear equality. Men of quality, don't fear equality.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Carissa Draggett. I'm from Newton.
And what brings you here today?
I'm here because I believe in women's rights. I believe in intersectional feminism for everyone.
You can keep walking.
I believe in immigrant rights, you know, trans rights, rights for people who are marginalized by society.
So you're, what you're telling me is that all humans have certain basic rights?
Yeah, the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
Do you feel like that's evident in the world around you today?
I think that with this current administration, we've come out in full force to show that we will not be silenced by this current administration, and that we will fight for the rights of all human beings, no matter where they come from, what language they speak, their religion, sexual orientation, you know?
But we have a great examples in Newton. Ruth Ann Fuller's our mayor. We have Kay Conn, Cynthia Cream, Cynthia Stone. We have great examples of women leaders.
Tell me what your sign says.
It says, brace yourselves, women are coming. From Game of Thrones, the Stark motto. Their house motto is brace... that's not their motto. I messed up, sorry.
So, what's happening now that women are coming?
Women are coming. We're here to make a change. We will run for office. We will get in positions of power, and we will make the change that needs to be happening in our government. And no matter what level of government, whether it's local or federal, we will make those changes.
That sounds like a pretty fantastic view, vision for the future. I hope you're right.
I hope I am too.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your talking.
Thank you.
What's your name and where are you from?
Amanda Adams. I'm from Weymouth.
And what are you doing here today?
I'm here because it's very tiring to continue to be engaged politically, and this is revitalizing, and that's important.
Have you been to these marches in the past?
Yes, yes.
And what's changed since you started coming to them? Here, at the marches, in the country?
Well, I mean, certainly the midterm elections are a huge and important change, but so much more needs to be changed. That's why we're still here.
What's next? What needs to be changed next? What's the next step for you?
Oh, I mean, I think the next step is flipping the Senate, is passing legislation that respects everyone, is undoing the damage that's been done in the past 2 years.
Do you have hope for the future?
I do, absolutely. Look at the young women here. How can we not have hope?
Do you have more hope than you did 2 years ago?
Yes, I think I do. I felt so confused in 2016 about what happened and who the rest of my country, fellow countrymen, country women, country people are. I didn't understand. And I think over the course of 2 years, I've seen so many people's hearts and minds changed and learned that so many people weren't engaged in a way that they are now. And I think history tends towards improvement and will continue to do so.
Sounds like a great vision. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Look at that. Look at that. All your time is gone. Well, actually, that's not true. All my time on the air for this week is gone. Your time will continue after this with Alex and the Desperate Hours. But in the meantime, let me tell you what you just heard. That was The Raincoats with No One's Little Girl. Another thematically appropriate song and band because it's pouring outside, but also because it felt like it went well with the message of today's show. That was from the Running Away single from 1983 on Smells Like Records. Boy, does it smell like records down here. Prior to that, we had Sonic Youth with Washing Machine from the album of the same name from 1995. That's one of my favorites. Oh, I could listen to that album from beginning to end over and over, and I have, and I will again. So there. And before that, we had Gloria Gaynor with the 1981 re-recording. I don't know why I picked that one. I think I picked it because it was longer. Of I Will Survive. And my lousy information here has that listed as being from 1979, which it is not. But in any case, of course, we opened up the set with the second part of the live Voices from the Women's March of 2019 on Boston Common this past Saturday, out there speaking up, speaking out, doing their part. Are you doing your part? Get out there and tell somebody what you really think. Get your own radio show if you don't like what I'm saying about what I think. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. As always, my name is Pete. This has been In You All Along here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.